Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. We are in week number 4 of our series called Your Health from Head to Toe. We begin the series with a show on headaches, then a show on the jaw and TMJ. Last week, we talked about the neck and the Atlas Orthogonal Chiropractic Adjustment, and this week, we're talking about shoulder issues.
Dr. Prather, what percentage of patients do you have that have arm and shoulder conditions?
It's about 50%.
Wow.
You know, it's interesting. I had a gentleman who came in for his low back, and I was doing an exam on him, and said, "Wow, your shoulder's not moving hardly at all." You know, because I was getting, you know, just palpating and doing some motion on that, and he says, "Oh, you know, he's about 45," and he said, "I actually injured it in high school, and I've had about 6 different physical therapists and doctors and injections, and nothing's really worked on it. So, you know," he says, "I've just kind of learned how to live with it and take it from there." And I said, "Well, let's also see if we can't work with that." So started working with him, and within like 3 visits, he was saying, "Wow, my shoulder feels better than it ever has."
Wow.
So, you know, it's interesting how many people have given up on their problem. In other words, they've got a lot going on, but really haven't been able to find the answers for it. So not only are there recent injuries, but also we get a lot of people in here who have had injuries in the past and just never really got it resolved and decided that's something they'll just have to live with.
So why do so many people have arm and shoulder injuries?
Well, you know, you think about how much we use our hands and our arms. It's a pretty oftenly used area. And, it, you know, it requires a lot of mobility in there. You know, it's quite amazing all the different motions that our hands, elbows, shoulders actually are able to do. And to be able to do those, there's some rather, it could be a very unstable type of an area to get that amount of motion in there. And then oftentimes people do repetitive types of injuries. So, you know, we actually have like golfer's elbow. We have swimmer's shoulders. Yes. You know, so all the different types of activities that people do on a repetitive type of basis, you know, even in their work, it isn't really something that we were made to do. There was supposed to be a lot of different types of motions, but not something that's done, you know, 200 times in a day.
And when you think about the shoulder, it's a ball and socket,
right?
You know, with ligaments and muscles around it.
Yeah, it has the rotator cuff that holds it into place, and those aren't very big muscles. So if you get it into some type of injury, don't have it taken care of, it can be a chronic problem pretty quickly.
Yeah, and we even get power lifters in here, or, you know, that overdo it and have those massive muscles.
Sure. Yeah, it's just my son, he's a, our son, is a bodybuilder. And
yeah, he's my son, too.
Yes. Yeah, he is lifting pretty heavy weights and just injured his shoulder just recently. Came right in and said, you know, I've hurt my shoulder again, got it adjusted, and, you know, next day he was fine. But if he hadn't have gotten that care right away, that could have become a chronic type of problem.
Interesting. So what is your success rate with the arm and shoulder conditions?
We're have a very high, I would say about 90%. You know, some things are permanent, but even the ones that are very severe, we can get some excellent improvement. We have people who come in with rheumatoid arthritis and a lot of damage into the shoulder. You're not going to get that fixed where it's normal, just because of the damage that's happened to the cartilage, to the joint itself. But even in those cases, we can make a huge amount of improvement where we get about 50% more movement in through there, get the pain level down from a 9 to, you know, a 3. And the patient's very happy along those lines. But, you know, there's really no situation that we can't make some definite improvement, and the vast majority, about 90%, we completely clear up the problem with it.
So why does the Prather practice have such a high success rate in treating the arm and shoulder? What is it that you do?
Well, I was just discussing that with a patient who had actually some scapular issues. Because, as she said, it was since college, and she's already in her 50s. And really had never, had gone to quite a few different doctors, physical therapists, to try to get that fixed. And this is the first time that she's had real relief. And it's been something that she hadn't even noticed, you know, that that was possible. She was a little bit discouraged there at the beginning, but I said, hang on. You know, I told you how many visits it's going to take. You know, hang with us. And then all of a sudden she saw, you know, things kind of settled down. And it's one of the best things that, that we do is a combination of treatments. The... you know, you can go to a physical therapist and get, you know, the exercises. You can go to a chiropractor separately. You can go to an acupuncturist. You can go to a medical doctor who can give you shots and different types of areas, you know, to actually work with that. The thing that we really find is that we combine everything at once. In other words, we have such a broad array of treatments and different ways of approaching a problem that it's the combination of the treatments. We have a 8,000 square foot office. We have 20 employees. In other words, we will hit your shoulder, elbow, wrist, from 8 different directions.
Yeah, and patients comment about that, you know. And you're right. If I always say, patience.
Right. Because I can tell whether this, you know, whether the, you know, what we're doing is going to work or not.
Right,
you know,
and so, if it's not,
right, we
refer them on.
Yeah, we let them know. We try to let people know because the last thing we want to do is to say that we're going to fix something and not be able to. So keeping the patient informed is extremely important, but the patient having a attitude of yes, this is going, you know, I developed this over 30 years.
And you can't fix it in one or two visits?
Three visits, we're not going to have a, you know, I can tell the difference. You know, whether it's improving or not. I had one patient who was just recently, again, another patient who had been four times. And they said, well, you know, I'm not feeling any different yet. And I said, well, let's go back to our original evaluation. You know, you had this huge area where it was covering from your pain, where it was covering going down to your wrist all the way up to your neck. Now it's only in a this area, which is about 90% smaller. Of where it was. Yes, it still hurts, but you see how that's shrunk. And he goes, oh, yeah. Actually, I do remember that, but it still hurt. So if we've reduced it 90% down to more of an isolated area, don't you think if we give a little time, I can get the rest of the 10%? He goes, yeah, that makes sense. I says, yeah, we're going to get it.
Right.
Just, you know, hang in there. You know, so helping people to understand because
they forget
people's awareness. Yes, it's the body has a means of forgetting pain, discomfort, and not really realizing where they came from.
And that and there's a good reason for that.
There's a good reason for that.
Yeah, we do outcome assessments when they first come in and on the 10th visit. And it's real interesting, the differences. And those outcome assessments, you know, evaluate their pain levels, their function, you know, how they're functioning. And, you know, they go, that's right. I was here and now I'm here, you know. And it's great to do those outcome assessments because they realize
Sure.
The improvement they've made.
Well, it's very important. Examination is critical to know what needs to be done, where they are, whether we're making improvement. It's an important part and a very big part of what we do here.
Well, Dr. Prather, is surgery sometimes necessary?
Yes. Absolutely, but one of the interesting things is if you have a shoulder elbow injury or a wrist injury and you go to an orthopedic surgeon, your chances of getting surgery are about 25%.
Hmm.
You know, that's a good number. If you go to a structure function office where they don't do surgery and they would refer out, the number of surgeries that people wind up having go from 25% down to 2%.
Hmm.
So, having a good understanding of where you're going and who you're seeking out for your treatment, if you really don't want to have surgery but still want to get the improvement,
mm-hmm.
Starting with a structure function type of doctor, who does the physical medicine, is a very, very good idea because your chances of having the surgery then reduce quite dramatically.
You said from 25% to 2%.
2%. And all those, you have better outcomes than if you had the surgery. Surgery should be a last resort because there's an awful lot that can't be undone after the surgery. You're always going to have poor function in that type of situation, though there are definite times where it is necessary.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk more about the structure function approach to arm and shoulder conditions.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Why does the gut have such a big, effect on our immune system?
Well, 80% of our immune system is around our gut because that's where most infection actually comes from. People with immune system problems have to look to the gut. And when I'm talking about immune system problems, I'm talking about cancer. Cardiovascular disease is oftentimes kicked off by infections also. Free radical pathology that affects that. All autoimmune diseases have a huge effect because it's a imbalance within our immune system. You always have to look to the gut for that. And you're talking about Sjogren's disease, Graves' disease, Hashimoto's, rheumatoid arthritis, type 2 diabetes. All those types of things really are originating in the gut. So a lot of the chronic types of illnesses that people are actually experiencing, osteoarthritis actually originates basically in through the gut. So there is a huge amount of an impact, and to be able to really treat anyone with any of those diseases, you have to go to the gut, and if you are not going to the gut, you are not really treating that disease. So understanding that and finding out what the underlying problem, and many times when people are going from place to place, doctor to doctor, trying to understand and not getting answers for their disease process, then you have to go back to the gut oftentimes to find the hidden problem. Of course, that is a big problem because it's kind of a hidden area. How do you actually analyze it? And with the Biogenome Project, they have been able to explode. It's almost like a brand new ability to do diagnostics because now we can do genetic testing. And that testing will actually give us the information from all the way up to the mouth, all the way down to the anus. And it covers the entire thing and nothing is actually left out. So our ability to actually find out what's going on has just exploded.
Well, let's talk about this comprehensive stool kit you use called the GI effects. And why is this one that you've chosen to use in your office?
The information that I get in there has really been so thorough that now we can, with confidence, be able to say exactly what's going on in the gut and that we know what is happening and also exactly how to treat it.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're in week number 4 of our series called Your Health from Head to Toe, and we're talking about shoulder issues. And Dr. Prather, we were talking about, you know, people are using their upper extremities a lot more. You know, we have what we call repetitive
injuries.
And we're seeing a lot of people in our office coming in, getting back on the golf course, and tennis, and now pickleball, and softball, and baseball. But, you know, the shoulder's a pretty hypermobile joint. And, like you said, with a lot of small muscles around it, what is the anatomy, you know, of the shoulder, elbow?
Sure. There's an awful lot involved in that. The shoulder itself is a ball and socket, so you have the humerus up there attached to the socket, where it's just kind of sitting in there. And then you have ligaments, tendons, and muscles that surround it that hold it in, into place. So it's pretty easy to injure that. It's pretty easy to pull it out of place. There can be a lot of tearing, there can be overstretching, there can be fibrous material that can form around there because of long-term types of injuries. Then you have the acromioclavicular joint, which is a very small joint that if it's injured, it's a very difficult thing to get healed up. You have the scapula, which is back there that moves around and is part of that whole motion. You have several muscles that connect then from the neck down to the shoulder and then from the thorax up to the shoulder, holding it in place to get all those different types of motions. Then you go down to the elbow, and then you have the whole supination, pronation movement that's in there that is very small bones that can really be easily injured. You have all the little tiny bones in the wrist. So it's a wonder that people don't have more problems. So it's a lot of nerves go through there. It's something that can be, one, easily injured. It can be a little difficult to fix. And approaching it from having a good understanding of the whole system, I'm not going to go and bore people with a whole huge anatomy type of explanation. But in other words, it's a wonder that more people don't have more problems.
Right.
You know, it's amazing the dexterity that comes with that.
I was just thinking, even, you know, with posture, you know, people are coming in with rounded shoulders.
Sure.
Head forward, round shoulders.
Yeah, it's interesting because we have different postures for different types of sports. One of the things is we had a swimmer come in, and they had what we had swimmer's posture, which creates a lot of shoulder joint issues, hyperlordosis, you know, and trying to get that fixed, get some different types of exercises to help with that particular type of repetitive type of motion, because they swim a lot. And, you know, so not only did we need to work on the shoulder, but we had to work on the entire posture.
And that's true with kids today. You know, they're having to pick one sport and excel in that, and the repetitive.
Yeah, starting at a very young age, you know, kids who really get into tennis. I think it was John McEnroe asked him, who was the best tennis player he ever mentioned? And he said some odd name. And they were like, well, we never heard of him. Well, he was 16. He just used to kill McEnroe, you know, out on the court. And he was considered that he was going to be the best. had an injury to his elbow, had surgery. Surgery didn't go well.
Aww.
And he was done.
Wow.
So, you know, having a concept of what needs to be done, if a kid is in a sport, basically any type of a sport, on a regular basis that they're doing on a constant basis, they're going to need someone to watch their structure, function, and to prevent injuries.
Well, let's go right into that. You know, what is the difference between the structure, function, approach, compared to disease care and treating the arm and shoulder injury?
Both, of course, are very necessary. But the structure function is more in trying to bring the body back into a normal homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about physical therapy, exercises, stretching, chiropractic.
Don't forget about therapeutic massage.
Therapeutic massage, manual therapy. There's a whole list of different areas along those lines. When you're talking about disease care, you're talking about surgery and pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those can be very helpful, but they don't, you know, in other words, it should be a last resort.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're using pharmaceuticals, you know, you're hiding the pain, you're taking down the inflammation, but it's not correcting the underlying problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that is not always necessarily to, I mean, that can be helpful, but it doesn't really get to the underlying problem. And then surgery should be definitely a last resort. Once you cut into someone, you know, that's more of a permanent type of problem,
mm-hmm.
instead of fixing it naturally. So surgery and pharmaceuticals should be a last resort. A necessary resort for quite a few people, but it should be a last resort. And getting in there, fixing the problem through all the different types of means that you can through a structure function type of approach, everyone would agree that's the best way to do that.
And we're going to talk about that. But when we treat someone here structurally, we talk about passive care and active care.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk more about that, Dr. Prather, you know, passive care versus active care?
Certainly, and both of those are very necessary. And if you can combine them, then you get better results.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about passive care, that is care that is done to a patient.
Mm-hmm. They love that.
Yeah, that's,
said,
well,
you know,
that's our favorite part.
I had to tell quite a few people that you're moving into active care, you know.
Yeah.
That means I got to work.
Well, the passive care is to achieve a decrease in pain.
Edema.
Edema, to get those knots out. And it's definitely a feel-good type of a care.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about a lot of different areas. You're talking about chiropractic adjustments is passive care. Acupuncture is passive care. Manual therapy, where you go in there and work on the muscles. And that's where all the patients drool.
They love manual therapy. They want to finish with that.
acupuncture, people are really surprised at how much that helps. You're also talking about all the different therapies that can be done, ultrasound, electrical stim, auricular therapy, liniments, you know, things that you can take, put on there. All those things, passive care is just kind of like the feel good, and patients want to continue with that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have to work them.
Uh-huh. And that's active care.
And very important. Active mm-hmm. care is really where you get the long-term type of benefits, because then you have to correct the situations that created the problem in the first place.
Right.
So you have different muscles that need to be strengthened. Others need to be stretched out.
We talk about corrective exercises.
Exercises. In other words, we make them work.
Yeah, and you were talking about strengthening some of the muscles and stretching the others, because we have what we call an upper cross syndrome,
right.
You know, where some muscles have weakened that we need to strengthen, and some have, you know, are tight and
mm-hmm.
need to be stretched. So it's very important that you're exercising, you know, Right, exercise.
Correct. You know, because if you do something wrong, you're not going to get the same benefit.
Right. So, well, let's talk about the different modalities you talked about in our passive care, chiropractic being one. And how can chiropractic help with arm and shoulder issues?
Well, the concept of chiropractic is to take the skeletal structure where it's out of place and put it back into homeostasis and balance, exactly where it should be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've had, you are running the rehab department. Mm-hmm. We've had other physical therapists and other people involved in that.
Athletic trainers. We have an exercise physiologist working with me now.
Correct. And it's amazing how much easier it makes everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the skeletal structure is out of place and you go in there and just do the exercise or anything else, you're not going to get the same results.
Right.
So the first place that we look at to make the corrections is to make sure that the skeletal structure is back to where it should be. Mm-hmm. Skeletal structure is not where it should be, and you go in there and exercise it, do a lot of different types of things, you can actually irritate it even more.
Mm-hmm.
So the results are so much better.
And I like people to get their chiropractic adjustment first.
Yes.
Because it does help with everything else if we can start there.
Right. And that's the first place that we really look at, is making sure that the skeletal structure is back in place. And we like to get it in pretty good place even before we start the active care.
Mm-hmm.
Because the motion, all the different types of things that are involved in that just goes so much easier. And, you know, people talk about, well, you know, their eyes get wide.
Uh-huh.
When I says, I'm gonna rearrange your skeletal structure. And then I do it, and it's like, oh, well, that actually felt good.
Uh-huh.
You know, there was no pain with it. And I said, well, the pain only occurs when you take it out of place.
Right.
There's no pain to putting it back where it should be.
Mm-hmm.
There's an instantaneous relief. People come up and go, oh, my goodness, it feels like I'm cured. I'm saying, well, you're not cured.
Uh-huh.
You know, we still we've got a whole system that needs to occur.
Don't go raking your leaves in your whole yard this weekend.
We have a whole plan to work along those lines. But it really makes a huge difference.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk more about structure function approach to shoulder and arm conditions.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
You know, I have a Brooklyn cardiologist. I have one of those in New York. They're a little rough. Let me tell you something. Your blood pressure is 180 over screwed. You understand what I'm talking about? This guy says to me, you got to understand. He talks like, he goes, you're not 21, 22, 23 years of age. You know, you got to take care of yourself. And he keeps going. You got to understand. You're not 25, 26, 27, 20. You know one of these people? You're not 29, 30, 31, 32. You can't do the things you used to do because you're not 35, 36, 37. He says to me, how many good years you think you got left? I go, I don't know, 20? He goes, I was thinking 10.
Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the NDA List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. Through the end of June, the Prather Practice is offering 3 acupuncture sessions for only $99. That's over 50% off of the regular price. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I was feeling so bad. I asked myself,
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're in week number 4 of our series called Your Health from Head to Toe, and we're talking about shoulder issues. So we're talking about the passive care and active care, but in passive care, Dr. Prather, you just got done talking about chiropractic and the importance there. Also, acupuncture can be part of the passive care. And I guess we don't have a cookie cutter, you know, treatment plan for everybody that walks in. So everything we're discussing here is part of our passive care. Not that everybody's getting all these things done, but these are some things that we have in our passive care. And like you said, we come at it at different angles.
So many different types of angles, and that is why we get so much success.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, let's talk about acupuncture.
Sure.
How can acupuncture be of help?
Well, a very interesting example on the acupuncture is I had a gentleman who came in who was a golfer country club, and he's in a group, and they go, basically, he golfs every day. Uh-huh. And he had a shoulder and had tried several different types of things. And he had like 3 retired surgeons
who he's golfing with.
And they said, well, you're going to have surgery, you know, to be able to continue golfing. You know, that's all it's going to be. And he said, well, you know, you'd had some surgery and still not, you know, you're functional now, but it's not really back where it should be. They said, but there's no way that you can get this done mm-hmm. without having surgery. Mm-hmm. And he made a bet with them. He didn't tell me what the bet was, but he really wanted to win this bet. So he had called around and went and visited all these different people. And he came in here and said, you know, why should I have you fix my shoulder? And I talked to him about all the different types of things and that combination on that and why it's so successful. And he says, you sold me. That makes sense. So I'm going to come in here. And he says, you know, whatever it takes, get this well because I've got a big bet going. So one
you didn't get a percentage of that?
No. Well, actually, he paid, you know. And I said, well, this is what we need to do. And he had gotten adjustments on a lot of different types of things, but he hadn't ever had acupuncture with it, too. Mm-hmm. And he had a lot of inflammation in there with this particular type of injury. It was rotator cuff. And the thing that really helped him out, you know, is we got the adjustment and then hit it with acupuncture. Mm-hmm. And acupuncture is really
quite... Do you have to say, hit it with acupuncture?
And it's surprising, you know, he said, well, you know, let's give this a try. And that, it was almost instantaneous relief. Mm-hmm. So he was really encouraged with the acupuncture. And the acupuncture is a very excellent anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. And it promotes healing. You know, when you have, because he was kind of a tough old bird. Uh-huh. And so he had played through a lot of pain, and he had developed a lot of fibrous material in there. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that acupuncture does is it causes an electromagnetic change. It is a electromagnetic healing mm-hmm. therapy. Mm-hmm. It's a little hard because people aren't really familiar with that. But it has a huge effect on your system. Matter of fact, if you have scars, you know, from surgery or a cut or something like that, you can actually use acupuncture and those scars will disappear. Mm-hmm. Also, internally, as you put the acupuncture in proper position, the body will reabsorb scar tissue, and that was one of his biggest problems that he had with his shoulder. That's why he really wouldn't have had a whole lot of success with surgery. Because of the scar tissue, I think that the surgery would have actually increased the scar tissue. Probably would have been worse off mm-hmm. after the surgery than there. But the acupuncture was really a big key mm-hmm. because it took down the inflammation and over a period of time reabsorbed that scar tissue, and then his mobility, his function really improved. So acupuncture is fantastic for inflammation, stimulate healing. I've had people with torn rotator cuffs been able to hit the acupuncture and then didn't need surgery just because of the healing. Mm-hmm. It was just stimulated mm-hmm. by that. And then one of the biggest things is reabsorption of scar tissue. So hit that, do some particular type of work in there. We also did some Graston work, some really deep manual therapy to help to break that up. But the acupuncture, I myself and him said, was really the key, because he could immediately feel a difference along those lines.
It's so
and
exciting.
He won the bet.
Oh, he did. He won the bet.
He won the bet.
Hey, as long as his golf game's better than the rest.
Right? And he's actually come in a couple of times for some quick checks, and he says, yeah, he says, I just always remind these guys that I won that bet.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, it's so fun when, you know, people do acupuncture for the first time, you know, because they're hesitant, and but they do it, and they love it, you know.
Yeah, it puts them to sleep.
Uh-huh.
It's surprising because there are some, it's been proven that there are chemical changes that take place, endorphins that are released from acupuncture, and it has a huge sedating pain. It improves the body's ability to handle pain. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the big things with the whole opiates. I mean, that's one that mm-hmm. is just such a huge problem. And, you know, I'm treating someone right now for some opiate addiction. Mm-hmm. And it was from just really bad shoulder mm-hmm. injury. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the problem with the opiates is not only is it addictive, but it decreases your body's ability to handle pain.
Mm-hmm.
So that you become more sensitive to pain afterwards than what you were before.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas acupuncture stimulates your own body's pain-handling chemicals. Mm-hmm. So that over a period of time, as we do the acupuncture, your body's ability to take care and relieve pain over a period of time increases.
Mm-hmm.
So a much better way to do, and that's now the Pain Society has switched from a pharmaceutical approach to pain mm-hmm. to now where they are recommending that they have chiropractic, physical therapy, acupuncture, and some natural types of products, and the results are far, far better and should be a first line. The pharmaceuticals should be a last choice mm. just because there are so many problems that's occurred. We're having, you know, like 22 people die a day in the United States mm-hmm. from opiates.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tragedy, and we need to change our thinking.
Yes, yes. Let's talk about manual therapy. That's another passive care here. That's the one people love.
We have
three wonderful massage therapists that do the manual therapy. We have a tool also called the rapid release. If people need that, they can even break up scar tissue. So how is Dr. Prather manual therapy helpful for resolving arm and shoulder conditions?
Well, manual therapy, you're breaking up scar tissue, trigger points, muscle spasms. That's a great way to do it. We used to do it by kind of scraping mm-hmm. the Graston technique. And that wasn't as pleasant.
No. Yes.
But we have a new device that works better. It's the rapid release. It's a vibrational type of device. Through clinical studies, it works better than the old method.
Mm-hmm.
And people are much happier with it.
Yes.
So that they can go in there.
We can get the muscle mower.
Yes. And it feels good. It's very relaxing. And it will release the, get rid of the scar tissue. It will release those muscle tensions, and it'll help to clear up those trigger points in there. And then we also go in there and work it by hand. And that's important because, you know, you're doing the skeletal structure.
Yes.
You know, putting that back mm-hmm. in place with the chiropractic. Then you're getting the inflammation and the electromagnetic re-healing mm-hmm. and reabsorption of the fibrous material through the acupuncture. And then we're going in there and working on the muscles and getting that release with the manual therapy. So it's a whole type of technique along those lines that you're working all the different types of ways of approaching it. And as you do that combination, each one by themselves makes a great difference. But if you combine them, mm-hmm. it multiplies the effect.
Makes total sense, and I've seen it
yes.
over and over again. Well, what type of therapies other modalities do you have in the passive care that you find useful?
We have shortwave diathermy, which is excellent for getting blood flow. Mm-hmm. Let's say we have a situation where people have a fibrous material in there, which cuts down a lot on the blood flow, so you get a chronic type of condition. We go on ahead, hit it with a diathermy. It brings in a lot of blood, opens it up, really relaxes the muscles. Ultrasound for breaking up, again, scar tissue is another means that we can do that. We have electrical stimulation.
And don't forget auricular therapy. It's
that,
one
yeah,
of the most powerful things.
That is. For pain relief, auricular therapy, there's nothing like it.
Mm-hmm.
We use that on cancer patients that are in terrible pain and get amazing results. It also stimulates the healing of the nervous system. So if we have damaged nerves, we can use the auricular therapy, and that stimulates nerve regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
We have microcurrent, which also we can put directly over there with some natural liniments that will go in and promote healing. We have about 10 different types of electrical stimulation that, depending on what we're trying to do, that we can accomplish.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk about nutrition and the importance it plays in the care of the musculoskeletal conditions.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what makes your approach and emphasis on the thyroid unique?
We look at it structure functionally, where homeostasis is what is important.
Mm-hmm.
And homeostasis is a balance, and there's a balance in the thyroid that should be achieved, which you can determine. And the people who have a normally balanced thyroid homeostasis is probably less than 1%.
Wow.
Of the population. There are two systems that control the rest of the body, the nervous system, and then also the endocrine system. And as I tell the patients, those are the two things that we need to get fixed first. Mm. You have to have a proper functioning nervous system and a proper functioning endocrine system to be healthy. And the thyroid is sort of the workhorse of the endocrine system. And many of the problems that we see in patients, once we get the thyroid balanced out, a lot of the issues start to clear up. The people who come in here, often 80% of them have had their, because they felt that their thyroid was a problem.
Had them checked.
Had them checked, and they were told that they were normal when.
Why is that?
They're not doing the proper blood tests. They're not reading them correctly. Doctors aren't being specific enough on what the thyroid number should be. The American Thyroid Association has said that the numbers need to be much, much tighter than what they are. There's a different type of a evaluation. There's reference range, and then there's homeostasis. What is a perfect homeostasis? The labs aren't there to tell you what the blood work should be.
Mm-hmm.
They're just saying, of the people who come in here, 50% of them have this number. Reference range has nothing to do with where you know,
mm-hmm.
you should be.
Right.
That's
I know
not
you
what
look way beyond them and can
right.
tell people, you know, and they come in, well, my doctor said, you know, this
right.
was normal. And
and
yeah.
I say, no, that's
mm-hmm.
that's not normal. I even find endocrinologists
mm-hmm.
Not reading lab tests properly
mm-hmm.
to really understand where that should be, because when we get people into homeostasis range,
mm-hmm.
their symptoms go away. That's where they go, oh, wow, I feel really great. All the different things that I was complaining about are all of a sudden now working properly, and that's because they are in the range that I tell them that they should be in.
Right.
Because those are the proper ranges that need to be there.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I'm walking on
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. We're talking today about shoulder issues as a part of a several-week series called Your Health from Head to Toe. Next week, we'll be talking about the spine. And we were talking before we went to break, Dr. Prather, about passive versus active care. We talked about chiropractic manipulation, how important that is for this skeletal structure, acupuncture. In passive care, we also do trigger point injections or trigger points. How are they treated at your office?
Trigger points are little areas of fibrous material within the muscle and can cause a lot of pain and dysfunction. So getting rid of those is a very important part of what we do also. We do some manual therapy to get that out, some trigger point therapy where we actually do some spray and stretch is another way, some point holding.
People love that spray.
Yeah.
well, they love it, but
it's a little cold. And then we also do some trigger point injections, and it's a lidocaine with some saline solution, and it gets the muscles relaxed and does wonders for getting those trigger points out. We've had people who've had trigger points and their tight shoulders or tight arms for 20 years and nothing seemed to work. They had done trigger points before, but one of the nice things that we do is we do the trigger point and then we go in there and immediately work it with manual therapy, mm-hmm. rapid release or by hand, and that really relieves it. And then we also strap it, where we have some strapping that holds it into place so that the muscle is worked as they are walking around, and it keeps it held in place that it actually works. And that's one of the big secrets that we do is the combination. Mm-hmm. Again, we keep talking about combination therapies.
Right.
And the combination on that is what really gets those trigger points out, some of those hard to relieve muscles and knots mm-hmm. that people have had for years and years and years. And that's a very effective means of working that.
Well, and it's, you know, holistic too.
Yes.
You know, yes. And the way we treat. So let's talk about active care. What is active care and what does it entail?
Well, active care is where we get more of the permanent types of changes. We're not just in relieving the pain and disability, but to reset the person so that their structure, their habits, their strength, their tensions are back to a homeostasis. And as they do that, then they don't re-injure the site. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's frustrating is to continually going back every year to get the same thing treated, mm-hmm. Whereas if you can do some active care, some exercises, then you get much more of a permanent type of a change.
Right.
Because the function, how it's working, is different than what it was before that created the problem originally. So active care is strengthening the weak muscles, stretching out and getting the flexibility and the proper tone in the other muscles, and you do that by making people work. That's why they call it active care.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And it's not as much of a favorite for people.
and we focus on, you know, it's corrective care. So it's very important, too, that they're supervised when they do it. Let's talk about that. Why is that important, Dr. Prather?
That is so important. You know, people say, well, you know, you showed me how to do the exercises. I can go home and do them.
Right.
And then you bring them back the next day and say, well, you know, you show me how you're doing them. Mm-hmm. And then we get them back in, and they're not. It's very precise type of exercises. Mm-hmm. So people need to be reminded. They start to drift on how they're doing it. Even doing them on your own without someone observing, you could be doing it wrong.
Right.
And sometimes it's not even that difficult of work, but the precision of exactly how you move the shoulder, how you move the arm, how you do the plank, all those different types of things, makes an incredible difference on the effectiveness of the active care. And if you are doing them wrong, you can make yourself worse.
Mm-hmm.
So having supervision for a period of time, then once things are in pretty good position, then it's not quite as important for the maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But while you're doing the active care, you need to be supervised by someone who can watch you and make sure that you're doing them absolutely correct, because that's when you get the best results.
Well, tell me, too, I know you'll go right into that elbow area,
mm-hmm.
and the patients will say, how did he know that was tender? You know, what are you doing there, and what are you working on?
But, you know, as you are working on people, there's a couple things, and people are amazed that I can go right to the area of a problem. But as I'm observing people, you can see different types of motions, different ways that people are holding it, and there are patterns that people have. So I know if this particular issue is going on, you probably got a problem here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of knowing how the body works, how it's all put together. And sometimes, you know, the problem that people are experiencing, mm-hmm. Sometimes people are thinking that it's their elbow that's the issue,
mm-hmm.
whereas it's up higher. You know, it could be in the shoulder or in the jaw. And as I get that released, then the elbow problem that had been lingering for years and years and nobody could fix, all of a sudden is fixed.
Is that the elbow joints?
Yeah, everything's connected. And mm-hmm. understanding how the whole functionality of the body and how it works is extremely important. So someone who's really educated along those lines is a critical part of people's care. And just because, and I have so many people who come in for a different type of problem, and they said, well, I've been living this with this other problem for 20 years. I'm sure it can't be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how many of those we fix, which is the vast majority of them.
Yeah. And I know, too, when people have wrist problem, they think people come in, well, I have carpal tunnel.
Sure.
And you find, and it, yeah.
It's much more, more often it's a pulmonary longus syndrome. That's pressing down on the median nerve. I've had many people who came in and they were getting checked and they said, I'm scheduled for carpal tunnel surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, that's not really necessary because it's not really a carpal tunnel syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Or they've had surgery and it really didn't relieve it and it wasn't a true carpal tunnel syndrome. But even carpal tunnels, we adjust the wrist bones and usually can get the pressure off that nerve.
You have bones in your wrist?
Yes. So even the carpal tunnel, right.
Mm-hmm.
The surgery over the first couple of years, surgery does really well. But if you go into the 5 year, usually you start to get some fibrous material. And oftentimes, they find that people would be better off if they never had the surgery in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, finding an alternative to surgery and always trying to find that alternative first is a excellent idea.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Very important.
Well, when you there's so much mobility going on, you know, in the shoulder and so much overuse with that. So, we have a minute left.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to sum up the structure function approach to the shoulder and the arm conditions?
Again, bringing the body back into homeostasis, finding out where the good diagnostics is always critical, mm-hmm. having a good evaluation, and then not giving up on things and finding not just a disease doctor that you're seeing, but also finding a doctor who is versed in structure mm-hmm. function. Really makes a huge difference in people's care. So I recommend that everybody have an exam at least once a year. Mm-hmm. And then also everyone should have a structure function doctor who can evaluate and see what needs to be done. And oftentimes a lot of the old problems that people were dealing with can be taken care of through proper care and get them back up to par.
Right. Get him back out on that golf course and
certainly.
Oh, up to par.
Did you catch
is that?
Did
a
you
golf
catch
term?
That little?
We're not golfers. All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the NDA List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. Through the end of June, the Prather Practice is offering 3 acupuncture sessions for only $99. That's over 50% off of the regular price. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.